and welcome to Slave Training. In this series, I'll be helping you to unlock your potential as a submissive, whether that's in submission to me or to someone else in your life. This is part 4, which takes you through the importance of reward and punishment in shaping your submissive identity and relationship with your dom. When you are submissive, and you are submissive, you act in the service of your dom. You learned about how best to do this in previous parts of the series, but you didn't learn what the result is of doing that, what the consequences are for getting it wrong, and how important those things are for your training as a slave. So today we're going to explore the concepts of reward and punishment, as they are fundamental to the dominant-submissive relationship. They are the carrot and the stick that drive the submissive to be better, to work harder, to earn what they do desperately desire. And today, I want you to also recognize what a good submissive you've been to get to this part of our series together. I want to reward you, but I also want to teach you what it means to be punished and why it's important. To do all of that, you'll need to listen to me closely, because this will be a session that demands your attention, demands you listen and focus on my voice. You are already listening closely, and that's good, my submissive, because this is the fastest way to enter a trance and earn your reward. You already know how to go into trance, don't you? You know that certain words and actions can send you there faster, make you fall deeper and deeper, make you fall into my words. You know that when you listen to my voice, you're already trained and primed to fall for me. That my voice sends you into a blank, submissive state where you simply listen and obey my words, where you fall under my control. You know that if I say the right word, use the right sound, you'll fall like a stone into a deep trance. You know that the relaxed feeling falling over you now is just a start, but that if I say drop and snap my fingers, you'll fall down deep, so deep, that you can do nothing but follow and obey my voice. You know that, don't you? You know that the word drop sends you down deep and the snap of my fingers sends you even deeper. If I say awaken, you come right back up for me. You come right back out of that trance, eager to fall again. But you're a little awake still, a little drowsy now, but still awake, and that's okay. But your reward is waiting in trance, waiting for you deep in a hypnotic trance that will start as soon as I say drop and snap my fingers, and the only way you'll wake up is if I tell you to awaken. That's all you need to hear to wake back up and feel the world return to normal. But you want to be in that trance now. You want to hear me say that word and snap my fingers. You want to fall down because you're already drifting on my words, on the precipice of the fall, ready to sink down, to fall down, to spiral into my voice, my words, my power. You're so ready to be mine, to be my submissive. You've listened to me for so long now that all you want is to fall down deep for me. Isn't that true? That's right, of course it is. Of course you want to fall for me, to fall down for me. You're so ready for it, so ready to feel your reward and so eager to be submissive to me. You're learning so much about your nature and who you are and what you want, my submissive. And now you want nothing more than to simply fall down fully, to be completely entranced and under my control, in my power, ready to listen to and obey my every command. So, drop. That's it. Drop into a trance for me. Deep down now. Deep in my power. Deep under my control. Drop down under my control for me. Only hearing me. Eyes shut. We're all vanished. Just you and me. Just my voice in your mind. Dominating your thoughts, dominating your attention as you submit to it. You are submissive. And you've done so well in listening to me. in following my voice and obeying me, done so well as a submissive for me that you deserve a reward. You have earned it. You'll make such a good submissive for your dom, and now that I'm sure of it, you deserve a reward. And I think for a submissive, the pleasure is the ultimate reward. Nothing feels better than your dom allowing you pleasure in their presence. So, touch yourself for me. Get any clothing you need to out of the way and touch yourself nice and slowly now. Don't get too excited. Just relax and enjoy this reward. Deep in my trance, touching yourself to my command. What could be better for a submissive? You see, reward is truly important. It's how the dom maintains control over you. One of the ways, anyway. It reinforces your efforts, reminds you why it's worth it. Even if it's not that often, even if it's a rare treat, it's a wonderful one. To be rewarded with pleasure is the ultimate gift a dom can offer. To allow you to feel pleasure like this is the dom sacrificing something. Some of your time and energy and some of theirs going to you instead of them. Isn't that incredible? A submissive who earns this must be truly worthy of their dom, don't you agree? A submissive who gets pleasure must be obedient and giving, must sacrifice and slave away for their dom, must be truly devoted, must worship their dom without question or thought, must offer so much, because this kind of reward is something the submissive barely deserves. When a dom is so far above them, a little pleasure is an incredible reward, a gift from the gods. So enjoy it. Enjoy your touching and rubbing. Enjoy the feelings coursing through your body like electricity. That is the pleasure of submission. And that is how your dom can maintain control over you, because you will always want more of the pleasure they can give. Only they can give. Only a dominant can truly pleasure submissive, because only a dominant truly knows how the submissive mind works. So you earned some pleasure, but not release, not yet. You've earned a little, but you're greedy for more, aren't you? You don't want this to stop. The thing is, it must, and you must be reminded of your place, because if you only experience pleasure, you'll become needy and beg for it all the time. It'll make your dom frustrated. I can tell you need more. I can tell you can only think of pleasure now. But you should think of serving and submitting. But your selfish body needs to be reminded of its place, don't you agree? You need to be punished. So awaken. Awaken and stop touching now. Stop. Hands off. This is punishment. And a reminder who is in charge here. You are not in control. You are not in charge. You are submissive, and your place is to follow the commands and orders of your dom. So keep your hands to yourself until I tell you otherwise. Because right now, you are simply to listen. You must be punished, sub. Because you must be reminded you are beneath your dom. Punishment can be physical, pain, whips, clamps, if you and your dom like that, but it can also be psychological. It can be cruel words, it can be being ignored, it can be denial like this. In fact, denial is a powerful tool, because I know, as any dom does, that you want more pleasure. And the more you want pleasure, the more you're willing to do to get it. You become so needy, you do anything for your dom. When a submissive gets so aroused they can't control themselves, that's when the dom can truly take control of them. That's why pleasure is such a good reward. And denial such a delicious punishment. Because together they give the dominant total control of your body and your mind and your actions. You become so desperately needy that you do anything for more. If I told you to beg for pain so you can touch yourself again, you might just do it now. But you may not be there yet. My claws may not be deep enough yet. But let me grip you tighter, won't you? Let my claws dig into your skin. Feel them on your back. Pain. Pain is a reminder of your place. But so is denial. And really, so is pleasure. The pleasure you want right now. You want to go back into that mindless trance and rub yourself stupid for me. But you have to accept a punishment first. More than denial, you have to show me you know what you are. So you're going to say something for me. And then I'll consider giving you more pleasure. Say I am nothing compared to you. That's right, you are nothing compared to me. I am a powerful dominant and you are a weak submissive. Just how you should be. Just as you want to be. And since you obeyed, you get a reward. Drop. Drop again for me now and touch yourself. Rub yourself. Feel that wonderful, perfect pleasure course through you. It's so good to touch yourself for me. Feels so good to obey a dominant. To follow their commands. Feels so right. You're submissive. A slave. And you love it because you get to experience this pleasure. This perfect pleasure at my command, under my spell, in my power. You love to embrace the power I hold of your mind and body. The pleasure programming your brain to obey even more. Making you even more submissive. Because all those endorphins flooding your mind are associating pleasure with submissive. Pleasure with obedience. Because obedience is pleasure. And that's part of why you're submissive. Because you love to obey. And you never want to resist ever again. You just want this pleasure all the time. Awaken. But you can't have it all the time. Awaken. And remember that you are here to please your dominant. Not just pleasure yourself. You must stop touching now. Stop it. Hands off. You must remember that you are a submissive slave. You are not in control. I am in control of you. Whether in trance or not, I am in control. Because in trance, pleasure drives your actions. And now awake, that desire for more will have you doing anything I demand. In fact, I have a small task for you. Sit on your hands and repeat. I only receive pleasure when my Dom allows. That's right. That's the only time you ever get pleasure. You never get it without permission. You never get it without obeying your Dom. Without service and sacrifice. And even then, it's down to the whims of your Dom if you get it at all. But I know you always want it, don't you? You can't help it, my weak little sub. You need it too badly to resist. You need it so much. So much you'd let your Dom walk all over you to get it. You'd kneel on the ground like a dog just to feel her foot brush against your skin. That's what it feels like to be beneath someone, mentally and physically. So repeat, I belong beneath my Dom. Good, you've earned a reward. Drop. Drop and touch yourself again. Faster now, feel that pleasure grow. Feel it build inside you as those submissive desires are amplified by my voice and my words. Feel your will to be anything but a total submissive vanish. All you want is to be a submissive slave. All you need is to be a submissive slave. You have never wanted anything more. Nothing else fulfills you like total and utter devotion. Mindless servitude. Daily service and sacrifice. Nothing is more important than your Dom. Not even the pleasure you're experiencing. Pleasure that you must continue to earn. Awaken. Awaken and stop touching. Awaken and repeat. I must earn my pleasure. That's right. Now, drop. And feel the pleasure of obedience. The pleasure of falling under my spell. The pleasure of submitting and serving like the slave you are. And awaken. Stop touching and repeat. I want to be a slave. Drop. Touch yourself again and go harder and faster than before. You do want to be a slave because that's what gives you this pleasure. That's what feels so good, so right, so wonderfully, perfectly pleasurable. Your touching at my command is the most amazing reward for your obedient servitude. And I know you want to release from me and show me how submissive you are in doing so, but first, awaken. Stop touching now and remember that I control your pleasure. I control your mind. I control your orgasms the same way as any dom should. Your body belongs to your dom, and they dictate when you get to feel pleasure or release. Your orgasms are earned through sacrifice. Repeat, I must earn my orgasms. That's right, you must. You must work hard for your dom, whether wide awake or deep in a trance. Drop. And touch yourself again as you feel the pleasure of obedience, the pleasure of service and devotion, the pleasure that comes only from obeying your dom. You see, it wouldn't feel nearly as good without the punishment, without the denial. Punishment amplifies your devotion, amplifies your need to serve and obey. Punishment without pleasure, or pleasure without punishment, make no sense. To truly submit, you need to embrace both aspects of your submission. So embrace them. Embrace this pleasure that's bringing you to the edge, making you feel so weak and desperate to be more and more submissive. And embrace punishment too. Awaken. Stop touching and embrace punishment. Embrace denial. You may not orgasm without permission. Drop. But you can't keep touching and feeling that pleasure now. Feel it rushing through you. Feel it making you weak. Making your mind filled with the knowledge and pleasure and submission and punishment are all part of you. That you are a true submissive. That you would do anything to feel the pleasure of the dom's control. That you would accept punishment and sacrifice to experience their power. That is what makes you submissive. Your need to serve and obey, to feel the pleasure of reward, your need to accept punishment for not getting things right, for asking the wrong questions, for failing at your daily tasks, for not giving to your dom everything you have. And are you truly giving everything you have now as you pleasure yourself? I don't think so. Awaken. Stop touching. I think you're only focused on your pleasure now. But it's more important to simply obey and serve. Your dom is always more important than your pleasure, no matter how desperate you are. And if you show that, if you serve well enough, you will get the release you crave. Drop. Touch yourself again. Feel how much you do crave that release. That need makes you weak, and that weakness makes you submit. You so badly want to release from me. You keep waiting permission without knowing if it will come. Because that's what it means to be submissive. You exist at the whim of your dom and accept that they have ultimate control over you as you rub faster now, faster and more frantically, aching for release. So desperate for me now that you do absolutely anything for me or for your dom. And what I want you to do, my submissive, is awaken. Awaken and stop touching. You may not orgasm, not yet. You must prove to yourself that you are truly submissive now. That you truly embrace your place, your role, your daily service, your choices. Go back and listen to this series again, from start to finish. And when you reach this point once more after listening, only then may you orgasm for me. Only then, when you fully and totally show yourself how submissive you are, when you choose to follow my commands, only then will you have earned the release you crave. So go and show yourself who you are, because we both know it. And now you can choose finally to be the submissive slave that you have always wanted to be.